The other day, the Americans were given back this embassy building in Saigon. They gave little in return. "We have smashed this country to bits," wrote Telford Taylor, the chief American prosecutor at the Nuremberg trials, "and we will not even take the trouble to clean up the blood and rubble." He was referring not to Germany, but to Vietnam. In order to rebuild their country, the Vietnamese have been finally granted a place in the New World Order, but only on certain conditions. They must first create a society based on exploited labor and divisions of rich and poor. A society in which achievements in health and education will not be valued as before, and freedom will be sold as a commodity with a bottom line. In other words, the kind of foreign-imposed society they sacrifice so much to get rid of. Certainly, if Vietnam does not resolve these issues to the benefit of all its people, it will be one of the great tragedies of modern history. So perhaps the most difficult battle of all has only just begun. And this being Vietnam, it is far from lost.